You are listening to Tokyo Storytellers, Life Straight from Japan.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to my podcast. Tamae's coffee stand. How are you today? Me? I'm pretty good, thank you. First topic is my diary. This week was very good because I bought one calcium bag and calcium top at the same shop, but on different day. And I ate a delicious Indian curry with my colleagues. I ordered the hotter curry than usual, but it did not taste hotter. I met my friend at the organic vegetable restaurant where her parents land. I'm happy to meet Haruka-chan and her husband. Okay, move on. Next topic. So I lunched Haruka-chan and her husband at Cafe Legume. Cafe Legume is a mom and pop restaurant. The Cafe Legume is located in Musashi Murayama. Haruka-chan and the Cafe Legume is organic vegetable restaurant too. There is a pendulum clock on the wall. There are wooden tables and chairs. There are flat cushions. There is a ikebana, and there is the handwriting menu on the blackboard. There is a rice jar, and there are two sun catchers. Haruka's mother prepares food. Haruka's father brings their food and water or tea. Haruka's father also writes their menu on the blackboard. Haruka's mother prepares food in the kitchen. Haruka's mother mounts the register. Oh, I forgot to talk about my future. I'm going to hit the gym this afternoon. Maybe I'm going to perform hot yoga and hot Pilates. And I'm going to walk on the treadmill. And I'm going to sit up this afternoon. Yeah, it's my plan. Sorry. Okay, and then final topic. I have three questions for you. Can you name three Japanese actors or actors or actresses? Can you name major Japanese cities? And can you name three major cities, Japanese cities? And can you name three Japanese actors or actresses? And can you name three major Japanese companies? Thank you for listening to my podcast. See you next week. Bye bye.
Welcome to Ace Hedgehog Podcast. How was today?
About me? My work was very quiet today, so I'm very relaxing. And by the way, I made a big decision to cut my hair short. And on Saturday, my hair became short style. I have kept my hair long for more than 10 years, so it was really big determining for me. And yesterday, I ate homemade takoyaki in my friend's home. It was really, really delicious because one of my friends, the first work was takoyaki cooker, so it was really delicious. And this weekend, I'm going to buy some organic vegetables at Aoyama Farmers Market, maybe. And I'm going to cook some dishes for only me. Up next, my Pokemon report. This week, maybe I caught more 20 Pokemons. Maybe this week, I caught Booster, Zenigame, and Detective Pikachu. The movie's Pikachu. It's campaign. And my favorite Pokemon is Aipan. Aipan seems like me, so I like them. And today's internet question is, have you ever watched a kabuki play? The answer is no. I have never watched a kabuki play. But I love to watch the kabuki play because it's really traditional play in Japan. So, I have to watch a kabuki play, traditional play and traditional culture of Japan. How about you? Have you ever watched a kabuki play or your country's traditional play? So today is that's it. So thank you for listening and see you next time. Bye.
This is Satoshi, aka Nijin-kun, on Twitter. You are listening to Far Not Found. So, last week, my work was so busy. I added new user purchased history page to my product. There are two different loyalty point systems. So it was time consuming and a pain in the butt. So So there are two different royalty point systems. So there is a formula. There's a formula, but there is one database for our royalty point system, and there is another database. There's another database for T-point royalty point system. So there are two database structures for two royalty points. So it was a pain in the butt to rewrite database code for each database structures. That was too complicated system. So that was my last week work. Okay. Next section is Makerfair Kyoto. So I spent May 5 at Makerfair Kyoto with my wife. There are R2D2 replica and power measuring system and handmade car. So R2D2 replica had flashlights, synthesizer and wheels. So R2D2 replica flashed the lights and loaded around, and we should R2D2 like sound. So power measuring system. So my wife. So there were a sensor, a platform, and a fence, a platform and fence. So my wife pressed the sensor. So my wife, the harder her pressed the sensor, the faster the fan blew. And finally, the handmade car had a gasoline engine and wood frame and two front tires and one rear tire. My wife sat in the car. I enjoyed the car. Okay, that was about Makerfair Kyoto. Okay, next section is my trip to Singapore. Last week I spent 4 days at Singapore. I ate Singapore laksa. It was a noodle with coconut soup. It's like a tantan mein. So coconut based tantan mein. So it was so tasty. And I ate Singapore chicken rice. It was tasty too. Okay, that was my trip to Singapore. Okay, and last section is who or what is my favorite Pokemon? My favorite Pokemon is Charizard. So in Japanese, it's called Lizardon. In English, Charizard. So I played first Pokemon at elementary school student. I was elementary school student. I chose Charmander at first. I grew Charmander to Charizard. So it was so memorialized Pokemon for me. Okay, today I talked about my work and make a play Toto and my trip to Singapore and my favorite Pokemon. See you next session.
That concludes this episode of Tokyo Storytellers. Please submit your questions to be answered on the show in the link provided in the show notes.